This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated as the chief guest at Seychelles' 50th National Day celebrations. The occasion also showcased participation of two Indian Navy ships and a contingent of the Indian Armed Forces, reflecting the deep bonds of friendship and maritime cooperation between the two nations. Earlier, Mr. Modi addressed a joint press meet after delegation-level talks with Seychelles President Patrick Hermini in Victoria. Mr. Modi said India envisions an Indian Ocean where maritime security is ensured alongside economic prosperity and where partnership is based not on size but on mutual respect and trust. He said India's vision is to make the Indian Ocean an ocean of opportunity.
Meri Seychelles ki yatra ka sandesh spasht hai. Bharat aise Hind Mahasagar ki kalpana karta hai jahan samudri suraksha ke saath आर्थिक समृद्धि भी बढ़े, जहां हमारी साझेदारी आकार नहीं, आपसी सम्मान और विश्वास पर आधारित हो, और जहां हम हर देश के पास-पास नहीं, साथ-साथ चलें. Our vision is to make Indian Ocean into an ocean of opportunity.
The two countries exchanged several agreements in a range of fields, including agriculture, finance, space and health. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi was conferred with the Guardian of the Blue Horizon, Seychelles' highest distinction for leadership in environmental conservation and sustainable development. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi addressed the National Assembly of Seychelles. On the sidelines of the Seychelles visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Navin Chandra Ramagulam. The two leaders discussed the ongoing cooperation between India and Mauritius. They also reviewed the progress made in the implementation of the special economic package extended by India. Both leaders reaffirmed the significance of the India-Mauritius Enhanced Strategic Partnership under India's vision Mahasagar and Neighbourhood First policy and their shared commitment to the Global South. India categorically rejected allegations made by Pakistan regarding the recent incident in Karachi and termed them as baseless. In response to media queries, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that instead of pointing fingers at others, Pakistan should look inwards and take credible action against terror infrastructure on its territory. He said Pakistan should rid itself of its proclivity to rely on terrorism as an instrument of state policy. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah launched the pilot project of PM Family Care Tracker at Gandhinagar in Gujarat yesterday. The integrated digital platform will track the health, nutrition and education of beneficiaries from pregnancy until the age of 18 using a unique ID linked to birth registration number or Abha ID. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said the 1400-kilometre Delhi-Mumbai expressway being built at an estimated cost of 1 lakh crore rupees will significantly improve connectivity between northern and western India and emerge as a major catalyst for the country's economic growth. After reviewing the progress of the Vadodara-Mumbai section of the expressway, Fadnavis said the 157-kilometre Maharashtra stretch is nearing completion. He said out of the 7 construction packages, 5 have already been completed, while the remaining 2 are expected to be finished by August this year. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal is leading a high-level Indian business delegation to Athens in Greece after concluding his visit to the United Kingdom with a focus on strengthening trade, investment and strategic economic cooperation. The Commerce and Industry Minister said that during the visit to Greece, the delegation will participate in presentations and startup pitches at the Athens Startup Business Incubator, THEIA. In men's cricket, Ireland defeated India by 1 run in the second and final T20 International in Belfast to clinch the 2-match series 2-0. Batting first, Ireland posted 154 for 8 in their stipulated 20 overs. In reply, India fell short of the target, finishing at 153 for 9 in 20 overs. Ireland had also won the opening match by 34 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.